Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. Esther Farrow is a spiritual counselor with over 35 years' experience in facilitating workshops, talks, and seminars on spiritual unfoldment, soul healing, and soul understanding in the UK and internationally, including the US, Canada, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe. She's the author of Stepping Stones on the Spiritual Path, offering a basic knowledge of spirituality, giving an insight into a soul's awakening, and following the path of the soul step by step. Esther Farrow, author of Stepping Stone on the Spiritual Path, joining us from the UK on This Week in America. Esther, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. Very nice to be here.
So many questions to ask, and let's just start with the basics. You've been doing this for a number of years. What this book basically happened because of questions that you got asked, you decided to help us all out and help us on this step-by-step journey. Talk about that, because these are what questions that you've heard and answered over the years.
Yeah, during my workshops and my talks, people have asked any number of questions, and you know, friends have said, why don't you write all this down? So this book had actually been 20 years in the making, but it's questions that people who are what I call awakening to the spiritual path, they need to have an understanding. It's simple questions like, what do I mean when I talk about spirit and soul? What do I mean by consciousness? What do I mean by awareness? What do I mean by guides and masters? What do I mean about karma? It's all these kind of questions over the years that have been asked of me. So I had everything in written down in what I call bullet points. But when I was able to finally retire from office work 2.5 years ago, and I decided to put all this together, and the book literally was done within a few months.
You know, it's amazing, and it is so easy to follow, and you can sit at the beginning, go all the way through. If there's a particular topic that interests you, you can find that topic and go directly to that. And you mentioned something about people having an awakening in the world of the spirit. Do you find that happening more now? It almost seems like in listening to people talk and the books that are available, like your book, Stepping Stones and the Spiritual Path, that more people are at least open to understanding this and asking questions. Do you find that to be true?
Yes, very much so. Much more so than ever now. And I've just come back from Peru. And I was interested in the retreat center I went to. There were people from America, from Canada, from South Africa. But it was so interesting because I found myself doing impromptu talks around the dinner table. People were asking me about my work and what did I mean by this. So I find now that people, I think there's so much going on in the world that providing confusion for people, and people are looking at life and what's going on around the world in many different countries and wanting to find deeper answers to the problem, not just the material answers, but deeper answer. What is the purpose of all this? What on earth is going on?
With us on the program is Esther Farrow. That's A-S-T-R-A-F-E-R-R-O. The book is Stepping Stones on the Spiritual Path. Her website is AstraJuliaFarrow.com. The book's available at BookVenture.com at the bookstore. You'll find it at Amazon as well. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on directly with Astra's website and get information there as well. You've said there will come a time, a moment, whether in this lifetime or in another, when the soul will reach a stage when it needs to know more. Does that happen to most of us where we get inquisitive and it's like, is this all there is? There has to be more.
Yeah, this is happening very much. And this is the time, the stage when people are, this is the awakening, this is the searching that begins. My own spiritual journey started many, many years ago. I started to search because I realized that life was not about being buried 6 foot under and that was it. There was much more to life. So I started my search and I, came across many different philosophies and spiritual organizations, and I found many paths that I could have taken But I remained true to the one thing that always for me, and that was my own inner truth. I realized that if I followed my own inner truth and I searched, I would find the answers. And the answers are usually all within yourself.
You know, it's interesting. You describe yourself as an enabler. And talk about that, because you were sort of the one that what sheds the light on all of these areas for all of us. You give us the basic information we need to find out about ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, I am an enabler. I help you. I give you a clue. I mean, the work has to be done by yourself. Right. I can't do your work for you. But I give you clues how to go within yourself. I work with a group of ancestors, and I help people understand often when my counseling work, how issues or problems, conditions now in this life usually have links to past lives. And so what my work is, I give you a clue to go within yourself to find your own inner truth. And it is, I found a truth that your own inner heart cannot lie to you. Your mind can, your personality can lie to you, but your own inner heart cannot lie to you.
Esther O'Farrell, our guest on the program, so much great information, and it's very easy to read, Stepping Stones and the Spiritual Path. Her website is very simple. It's AstraJuliaFarrow.com, and I'll give you the spelling and all of that as we go through the program. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting. One of the questions you address in the book, what is the difference between spirit, soul, and personality? Talk about that, because sometimes we have a tendency to maybe think all three are the one and the same.
Yeah. Your personality is the outer self, the character that you know in this life. For example, your personality is made up of your emotions and your mind and your mental body, your physical body. The personality is the vehicle for the soul. The soul is a consciousness. It has no form, but it needs the personality, the vehicle of the personality, in order to guide you through life's many experiences. And it is this life's many experiences that helps you to unfold those, shall we say, dormant spiritual qualities.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about being able to distinguish between the outer and inner self.
Yes.
Talk about that, why that's so important. I think you just touched on that a little bit with that answer to that last question, but why is it so important we understand the difference between the outer and the inner selves?
Well, if you want to really know about yourself, you need to understand the difference between the outer you. Remember, the personality changes every lifetime. Every lifetime you take on a new body, you take on new circumstances, a new family, whereas the soul continues through one lifetime to another. The soul is your conscience. It's that part of us which knows your path, that part of us which knows what soul lessons need to be learned through the many experiences you go through. Now, the spirit is the very essence of life. It is the shall we call it, the seed from the creator, that essence, that energy, the breath that you take. This is the essence of spirit, but it has no form either. It is through the soul, through the consciousness, that it can experience itself.
With us on the program, Esther O'Farrell, that's AstraFarro, talking about her book, Stepping Stones and the Spiritual Path. When we're on the spiritual path, and I'll ask from your experiences, the time, the decades that you've spent on the spiritual path, the spiritual journey, is this one of constant growth, or is there like an end point with that? I get the impression this is pretty much evolving as you go through life.
Yeah, yeah. You evolve. I mean, we're all here to grow spiritually, to grow. I mean, we may not be aware. Most people are not even aware that they are spirit. They just lead a life through the human life, through the human personality. But this all the time, the soul, the spirit is growing. The soul is learning. Every condition in life, every circumstance, every experience, however good or bad, is teaching you something.
How does this knowledge of the spiritual world, how does this help us dealing with the pressure of living? What are the practical applications? If I understand the spiritual world, how does that help me in this world, in this life?
Yeah, it helps you by probably giving you more inner peace. You know, if we thought that this life was it, that all there is, nothing more, you go through so many different experiences, challenges, and you think, you have to ask yourself, what is this all about? Is this all there is? But when you have that awareness that you are far greater than the personality, you know that there is no hurry. If you cannot learn a lesson this time, there'll be other chances, there'll be other lifetime. Also, you accept your conditions, your experiences, because this could be part of karma. Karma you've had with people in past lives, because every act creates karma. And therefore, it gives you a sense of peace. It gives you a sense of, okay, there is a purpose behind everything I'm going through, whatever that may be, good or bad. There's a purpose, there's a reason. And if you don't get it right this time, you do know that you have an opportunity to get it right next time.
The book is Stepping Stones and the Spiritual Path by Astra Ferro. That's A-S-T-R-A-F-E-R-R-O. Her website is astrajuliaferro.com. Book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting chapter called Group Soul Recognition. And you just touched on that, the fact that sometimes we meet people and we swear that we know them from somewhere, but we know, at least in this life, that's not possible. Talk about that concept, because I think most people can relate to this.
Yeah. Group soul recognition. I mean, we all belong to a group soul, whether we are aware of it or not. Now, sometimes in life, you meet someone for the first time and you think, gosh, I know this person, but obviously I don't because I've never met them before. And yet there is an immediate connection. And that means you have met somebody from your group soul, someone that you have been in another life, had a contact with. Equally, it's the reverse. You can meet somebody for the first time and you instantly dislike them. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why do I dislike this person? This is stupid, really, because I've only just met them. But it could be a very karmic situation where you've had karma with this individual in a previous life. But group souls are about, we're all aspects in a group soul. And we, as we learn, they learn. We go through different circumstances. Sometimes different aspects of that group soul can incarnate at the same time, but not necessarily together. Other times they remain in spirit, whilst the rest of us are in here on earth. Now, we can take on different incarnations so that we can unfold our own individual qualities. I spoke before about unfolding spiritual qualities. Now, spiritual qualities such as patience, understanding, trust, faith, honesty, many spiritual qualities. And throughout each lifetime, we have the opportunities through our conditions in life, through the circumstances, to unfold these qualities to a degree. So as we learn, the group soul learns. And as the group soul learns, we learn as well. We're all part of each other. This is the beauty of life, that, you know, when you say you are never totally on your own. We may appear to be on our own in this lifetime, but we are never on our own because there are those around the world in spirit who are part of us, and we are part of them.
A few minutes left in the program. You talk a lot about the seven major rays of creation. Talk about that, the importance, and how it really defines who we are.
Well, all of us, individual seeds were created on one of the major rays. Throughout many lifetimes, we will continue the experiences and the lessons from each ray. The thing to remember is that we can change, we do change after experiencing maybe a number of lifetimes on a certain ray. See, a ray is an energy, it's a force, and it has a vibrational quality. We can experience many lifetimes under one ray, but then we feel, okay, I want to learn more, then I need to change to another ray so that I can experience the vibrations and the quality of that ray.
You know, it's such a fascinating topic and so much information in the book, Stepping Stones and the Spiritual Path, a step-by-step guide to spiritual growth and enlightenment. You'll find the information, the book is available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Our guest on the program, Astra Farrow, and you'll find her website, Astra, A-S-T-R-A, Julia Farrow, F-E-R-R-O.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's a pleasure having you on the program. Got about a minute or so left in the program. You've done seminars all across the world, done them for 35 years. What's it like when you see sort of the light go off as you're talking to people and suddenly they're able to understand themselves a little bit better and maybe feel like they better understand their purpose for being here on this life? That has to be a rewarding experience.
Absolutely. I mean, I have, you know, I really have great joy in my work, especially when, like you said, the light bulb goes on and somebody has understood something. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of awakening. This is the beginning of awareness. And I really, really enable people. I push people to say, keep on going forward. Keep on searching. Go on your journey. Find out. It's a wonderful journey of discovery. To find out who you really are, it's the most wonderful journey that you could ever possibly take.
Well, we were along for a short while on that journey, thankfully, today, coming to us from the UK. Astra, thank you so much for being with us on the program today. Excellent book, touching a lot of people. Thank you for being with us.
You're very welcome, Rick. I've enjoyed it tremendously.
The book is called Stepping Stones and the Spiritual Path. Astra Farrow, our guest on the program, A-S-T-R-A-F-E-R-R-O. That's important because her website is astrajuliafarrow.com. Book available at Amazon, bookventure.com in the bookstore. And you can go directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on with Astra's own website. You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.